I was walking by a computer recently while one of my staff members was digitizing a lateral cephalometric film for me. I noticed that she was using an emboss filter while locating some points and asked her why she was viewing the film in that way. She replied that to her it appeared sharper that way, and for certain landmarks it seemed to be easier to decide on the best location. This experience is what drew me to an article published in the June 2010 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics called Accuracy of Cephalometric Landmarks on Monitor-Displayed Radiographs with and without Image Emboss Enhancement. I'll briefly review this article with you and discuss whether it supports the use of an embossing filter when digitizing. The study design was relatively straightforward. 40 lateral cephalometric radiographs were selected randomly from the archives of a university clinic. These radiographs were scanned at high resolution for viewing on a computer monitor. 5 members of the university teaching staff were recruited to participate in identifying 22 common cephalometric landmarks on the images. Each panel member digitized all 40 radiographs in 2 modes, with and without an embossing filter. The digitizing was spread over several sessions to avoid fatigue. The best landmark location was determined to be the average location identified by the 5 panel members. Once this best location was determined, then the difference from this location could be measured for each panel member using either the normal image or the embossed image. The results were somewhat surprising. Although the embossed image gives a perception of improved sharpness and ease of identification, the landmark identification was superior for most landmarks using the normal unfiltered image. The error was significantly greater for the embossed image for 16 of the 22 landmarks. It appears that in the process of manipulating the image to give it that three-dimensional look, the emboss filter may actually distort the landmark location, giving a false sense of accuracy. For now, the general recommendation would be to minimize the use of filters when digitizing and to focus on acquiring an excellent image in the first place that requires little manipulation. I've already had a discussion with the assistant I saw digitizing with the emboss filter and reviewed the findings of this article with her. You may want to do the same with your staff. If you want this entire article as a resource for an upcoming staff meeting to explain why you prefer to avoid using the emboss filter when digitizing, you can find it in the June 2010 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.